This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. You might have missed it. We've had an awful lot of things to focus our attention on recently, but flu shots are again being offered at many locations on the Treasure Coast. That includes the Visiting Nurse Association of the Treasure Coast in Indian River and Brevard counties. Rose Giositz is the community wellness manager. She says people do need to consider getting this shot.
Especially older seniors that have medical conditions such as cardiac, pulmonary, asthma, as well as the young, pregnant women, immune-compromised people, HIV. So basically it's everybody 6 months and older.
A lot of people who feel themselves to be healthy are quick to dismiss the thought of getting a flu shot, but Giositz says that's not a good idea.
Because you are around other people, with your job, if you're out and about, you're in the community, so you want to protect your family and friends and coworkers, and it can affect you. It can make you very, very sick. You'll miss a lot of days of work, and you'll feel miserable, so it's definitely worth getting the flu shot. You'll save yourself a lot of time, money, and tissues.
And Giositz points out that while it's easy to dismiss the flu, statistics from the CDC show that it can be deadly.
CDC estimates that 80 to 90% of seasonal flu-related deaths and 50 to 70% of hospitalizations occur among age 65 and older. So it's very serious. And for pediatrics as well, and for pregnant women, it's very serious. And if you have a medical condition, asthma, heart disease, any type of immune-compromising disease, you can really get sick. You can die from the flu.
She does say, however, there are some people who should not get a flu shot, and that includes children under 6 months of age.
It has to be 6 months and older. And if you had a severe allergic reaction to any vaccine component in the past, or if you had Guillain-Barré syndrome 6 weeks after a past flu shot was given, it's not recommended.
There are currently a number of places where you can get a flu shot, but Steve Smith, director of marketing with the VNA, says they've been doing this for a very long time.
We started the Shoot the Flu program back in 1994, and then we serviced probably about 2,000 people in the community, and right now we're servicing over 5,000 flu shots in our Indian River County and Brevard County as well. But we're still going very strong with giving out flu shots here in Indian River County. We have registered nurses that give our flu shots, and so it's been a great service to the community here in Indian River County.
If you have insurance, it likely covers the flu shot. If it doesn't, or if you don't have insurance, Smith says you can still get a flu shot.
We just offer it as a service to our community, and we also offer it to people who may not be able to afford having their flu shot. We have special clinics set up for that.
And if you thought you were going to say you don't get a flu shot because you got sick from a previous one, Giositz says that won't hold up.
No, it doesn't. It's a myth. You may get a little achy. Your arm may be sore. You may run a low-grade fever, but that just means that the flu shot is working. It takes about 2 weeks for it to be fully in effect. So you may feel a little fatigued, but it's not the flu.
We'll have a link to more information about VNA flu shots and their other programs, including a list of locations on our website, wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts.